Peace, peace, peace. What's up, y'all? It's the last Friday of the new year, or the old year, 2018. It's the hip-hop room. Good morning, everybody. It's your boy, Mickey Bundles. I mean, on this rainy Friday in New York City, in the hip-hop room, I want to salute to everybody that's, you know, put it down for this year. So today is the year in review. You know what I mean? Wife, he got the dryer running and all that. You can never record in peace, but that's what we do in the hip-hop room. Vixen's here in the building in the hip-hop room. What's up, son? So today we're going to talk about 2018 and what we want to see for 2019. Shout out Hater Nation. Yeah, you know what I mean? What's going on now? You see the internet, YouTube and everything. You see grown men beefing with each other. Going to war with memes and everything, you know. Why, you know, my question is, why is the black community, our culture, we always gotta spar against each other and tear each other down? Why is that the nature of the beast? Like, it's been going on for a long time, but why is that? Like, controversy sells. You know, disrespecting another man is sells. Or you get more attention by being ratchet and disrespectful nowadays. Like, what's up with that? Why we gotta always beef with each other, man? Like, that Flex and Dame situation, that was so crazy. And both of them is almost 50 years old, man. Like, come on. They both made their mark in the game. They both been down for a long time. Whether Dame got financial problems or not, that's his business. So another man exploit that, that's foul, you know? But what are we saying for the kids? If the adults are still being petty and still being combative, what these kids got to look up to? So you can't blame these kids how they act, because they only go for what they see. They see the OGs fly, stunting big jewelry. They want to have big jewelry, stunting and be fly. They see beefing and chaos going on, then that's all they know too. So we ain't showing no example to these kids. And we always beefing about the young and the old. That's what it is. Grown-ups still want to be ratchet too, you know? We should be more empowering each other how to be business owners. They're always trying to tear each other down and beef with each other, man. Know what I mean? That's sad to see. But on another note, there's still some people who still love the culture and go about it the right way. Salute to them. Like 2018, one of my favorite albums, J. Cole. I don't think it was his best work, but I like that album. I like what J. Cole represents and stands for. Know what I mean? And that man don't be... He don't be in the news. He don't beef for nobody. He go about make his music. He don't do too many features. You don't see him around too many people. That brother look like he got his head on the right way. But he also is one of the culture. You know, he understand the culture. He respect. He understand where he come from. And shout out to all the OGs who showing these youngest and schooling the youngest and going about setting the right examples every day. You don't have to say nothing for somebody to watch and listen. You got to do is your actions speak louder than words. So when you go about life and living the right way and the righteous way, I salute you. You know what I mean? That's the thing in the music business right now. Social media is just changing the whole fabric of everything. Some people getting swallowed up in it. Like 6ix9ine, hold your head though, man. It's crazy. Hope you make it out of this, man. But I hope when you come home this time, when you come home, you do come home, that you listen, man. And you be more respective and respectful, man. And understand. This could come today and go on tomorrow. So respect the culture. Have respect for people. And people have respect for you. Everybody is welcome in hip-hop. That's the thing. All races, all creeds is welcome in hip-hop. We welcome everybody. So we can't get mad when it's somebody that don't look exactly like you is winning. Should be used to it, actually. You know? So all that trying to, you know, get popular and all that by antics and disrespect, it's going to catch up to you, man. Just know that. Be yourself, because you too will be old one day. That's a fact. Shout out New York City, man. Merry Christmas to all. Happy New Year's on this rainy day. Shout out to Uptown, Harlem, the Bronx. Shout out to Queens, Southside, what up? Shout out to my nigga Top of the Line, TL, what up? Always repping Queens. Flush, what up? Always repping Queens. Know what I mean? Oh, they always repping Queens. Shout out to my Brooklyn niggas. Last of the Real Web Series. Episode 3 coming soon. Sorry for the delay. Shout out to my nigga Pop, Project Heat. Project Heat family, salute to y'all. I see y'all. My nigga Hollywood J, what's good, my dude? Solid nigga right there. Anytime I see son, it's always love. It's always real. Hollywood J, what's good, my nigga? You know what I mean? Y'all look out for that Last of the Real web series at triplem.com. 3 NY Connection 2. It's coming next year, and we fading out. Salute to everybody in the hip hop room. We be back on this Friday morning in rainy New York, man. Come back with some news. We back in the hip hop room. You know what I mean? Take that commercial break. You know? Shout out to everybody, man. New York City, East Coast, worldwide. We in the hip hop room with your boy Bundles. Sincere in the building. What's up, Sincere? You know? For the. You know what I mean? For my son, he be 2 years old, and he got hip-hop in his bones already. But it's something about him when I say shout-out. They had a good 2018. Shout-out to Little Baby. You know what I mean? My son loved that joint Southside, man. He finds the video, everything. He loves the song Southside. From the Southside. You know what I mean? And I got used to it. It kind of grew on me, too. So I've been, you know, checking Little Baby out and all that. Got some joints. Shout out to Moneybagg Yo, too. Had a good year. I fuck with them. I see why the younger generation, you know, music change. I see it. Another one of my artists for 2018 for the younger generation. I could say Young Dolph. I fucks with Young Dolph. Salute to Young Dolph. He had a good year, too. Keep putting out those projects. Boy turned down $22 million. You know what I mean? So, you know, he doing something right. Salute to Young Dolph, man. He putting it down, you know what I mean? That's trap rap, whatever y'all call it, but I understand what he's saying. I understand what Little Baby be saying, you know? Shout out to my boy Nephew Howard, what up? He be telling me about NBA Youngboy. I just couldn't really, you know, take time to go check him out and all that, but I happened to see a video yesterday, NBA Youngboy, the one with Trippie Redd in the video. I see he rap, you could tell his life and his pain is in his music. And he a young boy, though, but I kind of was feeling that what I saw yesterday. So I'm going to check him out more, too, you know. I see the youngins, they fucks with him. That's the name that's being mentioned a lot, you know. So these dudes ain't blowing up for no reason. So hip-hop, I mean, it's always going to be hip-hop. Hip-hop is in good hands, man. To them youngins out there, y'all keep spitting, man. Keep doing y'all thing because y'all next up. Y'all going to get old one day, too. You know, and there's going to be young ones under y'all kids. They're looking at y'all like y'all dinosaurs. So we get it, and we're not biased in the hip-hop room, man. I had to really, like, stop my way of thinking. If I wanted to do a show on a podcast, I can't be biased because, you know, I'm an older cat. I can't do that. I have to have my eyes open for the younger ones. So, you know, I'm seeing them out there, you know what I mean? Salute to Q-Bands, Cash Millie, what up? They doing it. Keep doing it, my nigga. It's going to come, you know what I mean? Y'all check Q-Bands on that GMG. You know, Uncle Murder Don't Come Outside project. He coming with his own project. Salute to Q-Bands. I see you. You know, in the hip-hop room, man. It's hip-hop. We do it. You get the youngest to come up here one day and spit. You know what I mean? That'd be nice. I think I should start off 2019 with that. The youngest come and air it out. Spit Hot 16 session for the hip-hop room. How y'all feel about that, y'all? Word up. It's a fact. But also with the older heads, it's, hip-hop is still in good hands, man. We seen this year, we seen OC drop a project with PF Cutting, Opium, you know what I mean? You seen Sean Price, God, rest in peace, Sean Price, God bless my dude. They dropped projects, that Metal Detectors with Illa G. Illa G, what up? Illa G still spitting that fire, you know what I mean? He dropped that project, then they had the numerous Sean Price projects, man. He gonna live on forever. Shout out to Bernadette, the whole BCC. Rock, what up? You know what I mean? Rest in peace, my nigga Price. You know, so people still putting out projects. All my older cats still, they still spitting too, man. A lot of projects come out a lot of people don't know about. Salute to my dude, Sadat X. Happy birthday, man. That party was off the chain. Equan, what up? General Steel, what up? Party was off the chain. One of the best parties of the year, man. Brooklyn, we looked real good, man. You know what I mean? Y'all look forward to that hip-hop room. The show coming to YouTube next month. You know what I mean? So we're going to have the show and the podcast popping off. You know, catch me on Spotify. Y'all can catch me on Spotify. The hip-hop room. Just type in Mickey Bundles, the hip-hop room. We're on Spotify. You know what I mean? Big East, my nigga Big East dropped project this year. He dropped music, videos. Shout out to Big East. Shout out to the whole Brown family. You know what I mean? Y'all niggas keep doing what y'all doing, man. Shout out to my nigga Big Fruit, what up? Handsome Baller. What's good? He's still putting out music. You know what I mean? It was a good look for my dude this year. Shout out to Young M.A. She always repped the East and BK. You She doing her numbers. You know what I mean? We all over, man. Brooklyn doing it big, man. Y'all know 6ix9ine made a big impact this year. That's Brooklyn, regardless of what. That's still Brooklyn. Brooklyn, we here, man. The Schmurders be home soon. No, let's keep repping the borough, man. NYC on the whole, rep your hip-hop shit, man. You know, it's another question to my viewers out there. Do y'all think when Bobby Schmurder come home, he gonna be ready? He be able to jump right back in the loop, y'all? Y'all think he gonna resume his career and become Papa like he once was? How y'all feel about that, man? Y'all could call in or hit me up on the Facebook and all that. You know what I mean? When I share this episode and shit, y'all let me know. Like, when Schmurder come home, y'all think he could jump right back in the loop and get it popping? Or 6ix9ine go to jail, do some time when he come home? Because he's still young. Y'all think he gonna be able to come home and resume his career? Like, what's up with that? Let me know. 2018, 6ix9ine had the biggest impact. Him and Cardi B. But on the street level, hip-hop, grimy era, you gotta get out to 6ix9ine. I hate his antics and I hate he's popping mad shit. But you can't lie, his music, everybody was jamming his music, man. These kids was driving me crazy with 6ix9ine. But, you know, that's their generation. His numbers don't lie, so... So big up to him for that. I'm still not a fan of his antics, though. And hold your head, because it's fucked up to be in jail. It's the holiday season, man. And his career just taking off. He didn't even just made a full year in the game, you know? So, you know what I mean? 2018, saw Dave East put out a lot of projects this year. Y'all know y'all like that mixtape with Styles P, album mixtape. You know what I mean? That shit was popping. I still blast that. You know what I mean? He put out mad singles that come on with me. Joiny got out now. He also, I see East. I feel you, man. I like that. I respect that. You're bringing out your team now. King Shooter. You know what I mean? Salute to King Shooter. Queensbridge, what up? King Shooter all over the place now. He dropping music. He on Davies projects. Oh, and Papa the Don too, man. It seems like they all in the same loop with each other. You know, Papa the Don too from Brooklyn, man. He bubbling up. He coming. I see you, Papa the Don. I see you. Brownsville, what up? Y'all go check him out, man. His music is YouTube. He got that Cuz Walk. Do like 4 million. You know what I mean? That's what's up, man. You know, he representing for his, you know, he representing that blue hard body. Shout out to Papa the Don, too. Y'all go check him out, man. You know, so Brooklyn is always bubbling, man. Who y'all want to see next to Blowin' BK, man? Y'all let me know. You know, in the hip-hop room, man. Y'all send me some music, too, at enybundles@gmail.com. Send me some music, man. I put it on the show when I do the show, you know. Bring you up there performing, too. That's what we doing in the hip-hop room, man. We be back, y'all. We be back. I pay some bills in the hip-hop room, y'all. Good morning on this Friday morning. It's raining in New York City. It's about to be New Year's Eve coming. Where that New Year's, man? Everybody have a successful New Year's, man. We be back. We back in the hip-hop room on this Friday, you know what I mean? On this Friday, rainy day in New York City, you know, feel good to be hip-hop. That's what we do in the hip-hop room, man. We keep it straight down the line, too. Like I said, like for 2018, I didn't mention, I gotta let y'all know, like, these one of my favorite artists. I had a chance to meet them at ATL, Chop It Up, too. Westside Gunn, Conway the Machine. And Benny the Butcher, Griselda Records, man. I see y'all, man. I fucks with them. I fucks with their music. I like how they move. They keep putting out projects after projects. When I go online and hear music, they got enough music where it takes me through. If I'm traveling, I'm at work, and I got a little lunch break or something to listen to some music. You know what I'm saying? I fucks with them, man. They dropping projects, man. They shit the heat. And they working with Alchemist now, and that's hip-hop right there. I gotta salute them brothers, man. Salute to Griselda Records, man. You know what I mean? Westside Gunn, one of my favorite new artists, too. One of my favorite new artists, man. Westside Gunn, man. I fucks with Supreme, Brian Tell, Hitler with Hermes, all of that, man. Like, I know my shit because I be listening to this shit. I fucks with them. They from Buffalo, upstate New York. And they rap New York. They upstate New York. You know what I mean? They holding it down right now. You know what I mean? Y'all go out there and, you know, Google them. Check out their music, man. Griselda Records. Benny, I see you too. Cool nigga, Benny the Butcher. He got Tatana Talk 3 out right now. Yeah, y'all listen to that, man. That's that real hip-hop, man. That street talk, that Tatana Talk. You know? Shout out, Benny. What up? The Butcher's coming. My nigga Illa G dropped a lot of projects too, man. A lot of music. You know, he got the Metal Detectors with Sean Price. He got the Suede Cigarettes out now. He having the crazy titles. I just saw my guy too. He having the crazy titles. Yeah. Suede Cigarettes is out. You know what I mean? Go get that. Shout out to my nigga Rim. Rim from the Villains. Ruck Down. What up, Rim? One of my favorite new artists too. He got the joint with Benny and El Camino. Y'all check that out, man. He had the Ugandan Lunch Meat Project out this year. That shit was hard. I fucks with that too, Rim. What up? You know what I mean? Shout out to my dude AG the Coroner. He putting out music, you know what I mean? Doing his thing from East New York. AG, what up? One of the real one of my real hip hop friends, man. That I fuck with. Yeah, what up, Sid? Say AG, what up? You know what I mean? And I know y'all looking for another Cash Millie project. He gotta come out 2019. Drop shitload of music on y'all. Know what I mean? Pink Houses, what up? East New York, what up? Know what I mean? All my PH spitters. You out there, keep doing your thing, man. Don't let nobody discourage you, man. As long as you real what you do, the real will always prevail. The real will always prevail, man, up in the hip-hop room, man. Shout out Brownsville, what up? Know what I'm saying? Star, CI, what up? Flatbush, Crown Heights, all my Crown Heights niggas. Slice, my nigga Slice dropped the project this year. The video, that shit was nice, man. Keep doing your thing, Slice, what's up, boy? Slice, bam. On my Utica Avenue niggas, my Park Place niggas, my Kingston and Sterling niggas, my Brooklyn and Nostra niggas, what up? Rusty Jukes, what up? My nigga Bang K Fam. My nigga Skanks the Rap Martyr. It's my boy right there. Keep doing your numbers, son. I see you. I see y'all. All my niggas in 2018 are still doing what they do. Don't listen to what people say. Keep doing your numbers, my niggas. Word up. When we in the hip hop room, 2018 a review. I couldn't stand Cardi B ass, but I accepted that. She here to stay. She proved me wrong. With her and that Offset, man. That shit is like the new soap opera. I hope that shit don't fuck up their career. It's like the new soap opera now. It's like, come on, just keep putting out good music. But that's what social media do, Instagram, entice you. Entice everything to be a movie, a soap opera. That's what it do. And that's what 6ix9ine fell victim to. He fell victim to that soap opera. He dragged him in. Fame is a mother, boy. Do you really want it? Do you really want that fame? Yeah, but Cardi B, stick to making good music and do what you do, because she a household name now. So you got to respect her on that. Salute to her. She is like the leading female rapper, entertainer right now. You got to get that to her. You know what I mean? So salute to Cardi B. Keep doing your numbers. Stay off the soap opera mess. Nicki, you too. Soap opera. You running around Instagram with a... I don't know what happened with homie case. I don't speak on people cases or nothing. But the internet calling him a pedophile and all that. So... You got answers, Nicki. You got answers. So you got to come to the hip-hop room. We need some answers, Nicki. But you look like you're living your best life. You look happy. So continue with doing what you're doing. If homie make you happy and that's who you fuck with, respect and love. People got to respect that. Let that lady have her life and her peace. Y'all stay out of people's business, man. Stop being chatty patties, digging up Duke Pass and all that. If he wasn't with Nicki, y'all wouldn't care about what he did 10, 15 years ago. So stop it. Knock it off. Know what I mean? Nicki, keep doing what you're doing, but gotta come with some music, because that last project is kind of, I don't know if Cardi got you now, but besides Chung Lee, shit hit a brick, boo-boo. 2018, that album hit a brick. I forgot the name of it. Y'all in the hip-hop room, let us know, what's the name of that album Nicki dropped, man? Chung Lee was right. Now, that song was hot. I give you that. Barbie Teens, done up out of here. Brick. And when the rest of the album was a straight brick, Nicki, come on. Come on, Nicki. You gotta get back focused, baby. Shout out to Remy and Pat. Shout out to Remy Ma. That's he sincere in the hip-hop room. You got to turn that down. You got to turn that down, sincere. You come in the hip-hop room, you got to turn the music down. You got to turn it off. All right? Yeah, sincere step into the hip-hop room, yo. Say good morning, sis. Say hi. Say hi to all the viewers out there. Yeah, but Nicki, you got to step it up, Nicki. I was your biggest fan. I still say, you know, I take you over Cardi B any day. And I had your back with the Remy thing, because I thought Remy was just picking on you. But the album was dud. It might have sold, who knows? I know you sell, you do your numbers, but the album The bars wasn't even going crazy over that album, making real shit. So get back in the studio and do your numbers. And somebody tell me out there, what the fuck happened to Lil Wayne? I saw a picture on online this morning. Lil Wayne looked like a damn zombie, man. Stay off the lean, bro. Leave the drugs alone. Lil Wayne looked like he 55 years old. Come on, Wayne. You look deteriorating in our face, bro. Come on. Pray for Lil Wayne, y'all. Hope he get it together, man. He looks horrible, man. Come on, Wayne. Let's go. Whoever out there, man, y'all grab him up. Get him together, man. Wayne look horrible, man. Come on, bro. Hip Hop Room, you know what I mean? Got your album, The Carter Four, is on the wall, Wayne. That's a classic. That's on the wall of the Hip Hop Room, Wayne. So we fuck with you in the Hip Hop Room. Get it together, Wayne. Come on, pray for him, y'all. Somebody grab him up and help that brother out, man. That's a fact, man. 2018, man. It was another good year. 2019 gonna be better. No resolutions, just solutions, y'all. Keep it up in the Hip Hop Room, man. Shout out to East New York, man. It's who the next up in the East? I want to know who next up in the East, man. Who y'all want to see in the Hip Hop Room, man? Shout it out, man. Y'all enjoy y'all day. I'll be back to y'all later on. Be in the Hip Hop Room. Peace. What up, what up, what up, what up? We in the Hip Hop Room with your boy Mickey Bundles. Got my boy Avon in the building. Just Will behind the scenes, my sister TT in the building. It's a lot been going on in the Hip Hop Room, y'all. We in a new location, Midtown Manhattan. Big up to you, big up to the peoples making big moves. But it's been a lot going on, man. It's been a lot going on out here in the world of music, entertainment. You know what I'm saying? So we're gonna talk about a lot of things today, man. We was gonna touch on the R. Kelly thing, but we're gonna let that ride, man. God bless that brother, everybody involved. But we gonna move on. You know what I'm saying? Avon, man, like, what's been on your mind this week, man? Like, you know, what's something that you want to touch on, man? Because we be talking about a lot of stuff on the way here, man. Like, what's something you want the world to hear, man?
I don't know. Let's talk about music since we're on hip hop. What you think about Cole's Dreamville compilation joint?
That's what's up. I want to say one thing about J. Cole, and I mentioned this. J. Cole make you know that you can look like a bum and have millions of dollars. You ain't got to be flossy to have all that money, because J. Cole look like he from Flatbush, like he sell pineapples on Church Avenue. Yeah. And that's a fact. Now, I'm looking forward to that, and I heard he doing some work with Griselda, too. Yeah. I saw a couple of pictures circulating on Instagram.
He invited 70 artists.
70 artists?
Yeah, to do a compilation.
Wow.
It's with his Dreamville artists.
And I heard he did a song that he was crying while he was recording it, so that it was real deep and passionate or whatever. Yo, big up. So where you, while we speaking about J. Cole, I'm looking forward to that too. Where you rate J. Cole at as, on the current artist right now? Where you rate him at?
Easy top five.
Easy top five of the current artist? That's,
yeah, who would you have
over? Or the new generation we talking
new
about.
New generation, right? Easy. Top five.
Top five.
With him, Kendrick, Wale.
Wale, Kendrick. You said Wale?
Wale. We talking about lyrical?
Yeah, lyrical.
Him, Kendrick, Wale, Big Sean.
Big Sean.
Then it's a toss up. It's a toss up after that. I might throw Meek in there.
Meek? Yeah, you could throw Meek in there. You said Wale. You took me aback. Wale. I'm a fan of Wale. I'm not going to say
that project was fire.
Yeah, I'm not. But why come Wale is like going underneath the.
People don't like how he talk.
Oh, okay.
I don't like how he talk.
He come off cocky sometimes, yeah, too.
I don't like how he talk, so he ain't gonna get the recognition.
Okay, so J. Cole, we look forward to that. So so it's a lot been going on in the entertainment world, man. Lil Uzi Vert retiring from hip-hop. What's going on with that?
You probably don't want to be in that deal, man.
You don't want to be in that deal?
Nobody want to be in a deal.
Slave deals, right?
That's a fact.
Slave deals. That's what we saying. That's what Dame Dash been trying to tell everybody, man. It's best to be independent, man. But Uzi Vert, was you a fan of his music?
I liked a couple songs. I ain't a fan.
Okay. Like that, I don't really care if you got
I heard front. That shit a million times, so he forced you to like that.
But that was a hit. That was a hit. So he got some hits. I mean, I know he made a shitload of money in his music business. So if he was smart, he'd take his money and move on. You know what I mean? Invest it and do something different. You know what I mean? Big up to Lil Uzi Vert, man. Whatever you doing from now on, you know? Another thing we've been, like, we going on, we touching on everything that's been going on in the past week or two. Like, what's been going on with the Dame Dash with this this situation with Nick Cannon with this interview he did.
Dame was being a chatty patty.
He was being a chatty patty. But Nick was answering him a question. Was asking him the questions.
You're not supposed to speak on other men. That's what Dame said, right?
And honestly, that's what he always says.
That's Dame line.
Yeah, that's a fact.
So why was he speaking?
Because he was there to answer any and everything.
Shouldn't have said nothing.
So when it comes to Dame Dash, are you pro Dame Dash or anti Dame Dash?
I'm pro Dame. He just was wrong. You could be pro somebody and they still wrong. Dame was wrong.
Do you think he get a bad rap?
Yeah.
He did get a bad rap?
All the way.
And well, why is that?
Because they don't like the way he talk. He's the businessman of Wale.
He the businessman Wale?
He's the businessman of Wale.
So you think arrogance kind of hurts him?
Arrogance kills him.
Okay. Big up to Dame Dash though. But his message though, you think people get lost in the message? Like they don't get his message because it's arrogance?
I mean, if you listening, you gonna catch the message.
That's a fact. That's a super fact. Big up to Dame Dash. So you think when it comes to Jay-Z, I be reading online, a lot of people say he's bitter, he need to get over it. Do he come off as bitter?
Nah, he bitter.
He's definitely
bitter. He definitely bitter.
Because I think the industry blackballed him, kicked it.
They blackballed him. Jay's having success where he's having failures. He's better.
He come off.
Still don't take from where he is. He's still a boss.
He tell everybody, boss up, go independent, do it yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, but
and his method works.
But do you think, and it's a question I'm going to ask you because I asked somebody else before off the record. You think Jay-Z backdoored him with the Rockefeller deal? By being president of Def Jam?
No.
You don't
got
think
his money, right?
Yeah, but
Dame said in an interview he was done with the label. He said he builds businesses to sell them.
Right.
That's what he does.
That's
so
true.
Anything that happens after your business, once you sell it, you shouldn't care about. But he built Rockefeller to sell it. And Rockefeller really ain't do nothing after he left.
That's true. But my thing is this. If we started something together and we cashed out, and then a month later I turn around at you back president of it.
You cashed out.
He can't be mad at that?
What you mad about? He got paid, right?
Yeah, but I would feel morally a way like they played me.
Why?
Because we sold the company and we decided to move on.
You decided to move on.
They both did because they both sold it.
You decided to sell it to make money. And right. You decided to move on to your independent thing. I didn't want to go there. He went to Dame Dash Music, him and Biggs.
Right. And Jay turned around and went back to Def Jam.
Why would Jay go to Dame Dash Music?
That's a fact. But Jay went back to Def Jam and went back till it became president of Def Jam and got Rockefeller back.
All right.
Which he turned into Rock Nation.
Cool. What's wrong with it?
That's not a bad business practice?
No. We sold it. A bad business practice would have been if Dame didn't get his equal shit. Dame got his equal cut.
That's true.
What's the back door of it? Anything else, you would have to know what happened personally with them. But from just looking at it, plain sight, it was good business there. You got your money. You build businesses to sell them. You built the business. You sold it. And what did Rockefeller really do after Dame left that he could be mad about?
That's true.
Who
but
was
it feel
successful
like, but it feel like he got kicked out of the fraternity. He can't get back in.
He got kicked out of the fraternity or what, though? Who was there? Who was there? Beans ain't have another good song.
That's
who was there? Who That's popped true. From Rockefeller?
But
everybody that popped.
Kanye went with Jay.
Def Jam.
Yeah.
Rihanna, Def Jam.
But Kanye
Everybody else was Def Jam.
Kanye went on to record an album with Jay-Z. He recorded on to do songs with Jay-Z.
Still
Kanye's one of the biggest artists in the game at the time.
Def Jam. That's Kanye being a grease bowl because Jay didn't even want him.
I know.
That was Kanye that did the band.
Jay didn't even
that had nothing
Kanye.
To do with Jay.
That's the truth.
That's straight Kanye.
That's true. So Dame, so he don't come off bitter as me, but I read the comments. I go on his
bitter.
Instagram, the YouTube. You know, YouTube be dogging him.
He definitely bitter.
The comments be dogging him. I like his motivational speeches, his hip-hop, the thing he do with Kenyatta. I watch that. He give me motivation. I think Dame just get a bad rap, man.
He get a bad rap, but that's because you can see the bitterness when it comes to Hov. If he let that go, everything else he's doing is right.
Yeah, and plus now Jay-Z never speak on anything, so it makes Jay-Z look like he's the right one. Like he's, you know, he's a bigger man.
Jay probably did do some bullshit, but the Def Jam shit wasn't the bullshit.
Yeah,
it wasn't.
I think they got a lot of stories that we never know.
Yeah, something
got to be somewhere in there. I think it's a woman involved. It always a woman involved.
9 times out of 10.
Yeah, it's always a woman involved. But I wish they, you know, make amends. We need like one more Rockefeller album. They all need to come
Who
back
you
together.
Wanna hear?
I would like to hear all of them. One album. One last album. All of them.
Good.
Even Bleak. You good?
Good?
You good?
I don't want to hear Bleak. I don't want to hear Freeway. I'm gonna hear none of them.
So they probably got back together. They on tour right
now.
Yeah,
I'm sure. They probably need a check. I'm good.
You don't hear none of them?
I don't want to hear none of them.
I'm no PD right. Crack? None of them. But even if Dipset came back?
First of all, I don't want to hear none of them dudes from Philly. They had prime opportunities to sew the game up. It was a million hot spitters in Philly.
Right.
And they just faded.
What about...
Why Meek ain't signed to a Philly rapper?
That's true.
He was around when they was popping.
What about Cam and them? You want to hit them on a compilation? I'm talking about if they was to get back with Rock for one album.
I don't
want to
hear that.
You don't?
No.
All right.
I don't want to hear Cam Brown no more.
All right. Speaking of that, well, on our next segment, when we come back to the next segment, I want to get your opinion on that new Dipset album and that No Reunion. And we got the ex Dipset members like Hell Rail and J.R. Wright, and they came out with an album too called No Reunions.
I ain't even hear that one.
Nah, yeah, they spitting though, but it's a little controversy. It's like it's called the upstage. Like they trying to upstage them.
Yeah.
But we gonna come up to that on the next segment. So we hold that door, but. That last Rockefeller album, I think it'll be hot. I think the public will take to it.
What they gonna talk about?
Just rap over
they
beats.
What's the substance behind? I don't want to hear 40-year-old Beans telling me about him being in the crack house.
Well, first of all, yeah, that's true.
But and you've been in the game since the 90s. You're still in the crack house 20 years later.
But Beans can talk about his situation. He got shot, lost a lung. He got stuff to talk about.
You should have never been in them positions to get shot and lose a lung, and you made millions.
That's a fact.
What were you still doing there? I don't want to hear nothing about his bad business.
Let me ask your opinion on
this. We don't need old niggas talking about bad business.
Since we talking about Beans, I always thought Beans was nicer than J&A Run. Am I right to think that way? Do you agree?
Nicer?
Yeah, I think he made better.
Like lyrically better?
Lyrically
or made
better
songs.
I like his albums. At the time, he was putting out better material than
you. Could give me 5 Beans songs that's better than 5 Hov songs and Hov's prime run.
Yeah. I'll give you...
Give me 5 whole songs that's better than...
Feeling in the Air.
Feeling in the Air is better than...
I Can't Go On This Way.
And you telling me that's better than Big Pimpin'.
No.
Just think about what you're saying right now.
I don't know.
Feeling in the Air is better than Big Pimpin'?
Beans was my favorite rapper on
the right, you could have liked... Yeah, cool. He was your favorite rapper.
He's my favorite rapper.
I like his albums better than Hov albums. That's because he was your favorite rapper. He wasn't better than Hov at the time.
I wouldn't say that, but I think it was closer than people think.
Wasn't even close.
It wasn't even close?
Wasn't close. Hov was going platinum in the platinum era, and Beans ain't never going nowhere further than gold.
That's a fact.
But everyone was going platinum,
but I could play 2 or 3 Beans albums right now, play 2 or 3 Jay. What do you think was Jay's best work? All right, let's put up 2 Beans albums, which I say the solution and the reason. And give me 2 Jay-Z albums besides Reasonable Doubt, because that's his best work to me.
I could give you anything from his catalog, but I could Black Album better than that.
I don't know.
But I could give.
I don't know.
Volume 1. Volume 2.
Volume 2 is a classic. Sunshine killed Volume 1. Volume 1
That's the only song everybody talk about. Sunshine was a hit.
That killed
that wasn't
album,
a hit, though?
It was, but it was.
It was a hit.
That killed.
It was a hit.
It killed.
Sunshine is what made you like the Annie shit. What made you like Hard Knock Life.
Volume 1 was saved by Cough Up a Lung Well for Marcy Sun.
Fire.
And Imaginary Players.
Fire.
That was it. Volume 2 was a classic.
Why not Hunter Hustle on Volume 1?
Nah, that's the Dynasty album.
Come on, son.
That's more of a compilation. Bean stole that.
Hov was on every song on the album.
But Bean stole that Dynasty Hov album. That was Bean's coming out party.
Song on the album.
That's true. That's
he missed like not one song.
All right, so I give him that. I was far fetched with that one.
Yeah, you reaching.
So we be back, y'all, in the hip hop room. We gonna come back and we gonna talk about that Dipset versus the Upstage album that's going on right now, and how you feel about what's Cam and them place in the hip hop. Like we used to do. Like what's Dipset place in hip hop? Like their overall legacy. We be back, y'all, in the hip hop room.